Good evening. Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church on this Christmas Eve as we join together to celebrate the birth of our Savior and to offer him our worship and praise. I am Pastor Andy, and it is good to welcome you and have you here with us in worship this morning, and it is good to welcome Pastor John back with us this evening, and thank you for that wonderful music and for enhancing our worship this evening. We do want to have a record of your presence here with us this evening, so if you would find the attendance pads that are in each of the pews and fill those out and pass them along so that we have a record of all those who were here worshiping with us on this Christmas Eve service. And I want to make a mention of the communion that we have tonight. At the conclusion of the service, after the service has ended, we do have communion up here for anyone that would like to receive it. There is a station at both sides of the sanctuary, and all of the bread up here is gluten-free, so if you need gluten-free bread, don't worry about it. You're covered. You can just come and receive at either side. And if you are receiving communion, we would ask you to come up the side aisles and receive, and then leave through the center aisle. And that way, if you're not coming forward for communion, you can just exit up the center aisle. And the invitation to receive the sacrament is from Jesus Christ himself, and anybody who wishes to respond to his invitation is welcome to receive the sacrament this evening. We do come to celebrate the birth of our Savior and to worship him. And so let us be in an attitude of worship as the choir leads us in the intro. I invite you to stand now as you are able and turn in your hymnals to number 234. We will sing verses 1, 3, and 6 of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, come on. ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven. To God all glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. Jesus, to thee be all glory. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
You may be seated, and the Engel family is going to come forward to light the Advent wreath this evening.
Tonight is the night for which we have been waiting. The Advent wreath is completed with the Christ candle in the center. For unto us a child is born, unto us a Savior is given, and the order of the world is upon his shoulders. With the birth of Christ, our lives are centered, focused, turned toward God. We light this candle to show that Christ is the center of our lives.
Dear God, who comes to us in Jesus on this night as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, let the power of Christ come into our hearts that we might find peace and joy and love with you forever. Amen.
Let's all join in now our chorus, Crown Him King of Kings.
Crown him King of Kings, crown him Lord of Lords, wonderful Counselor, the mighty God. Emmanuel, God is
now once more, crown him king.
Crown him king of kings. Crown him Lord of lords.
Wonderful Counselor.
Counselor, the mighty God. Emmanuel, God is with. Shall reign,
This evening's scripture lesson is the birth of Jesus, as recounted in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. In the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." The shepherds had to go and see for themselves. The message of the angels was so amazing, so overwhelming, that they couldn't just stay where they were. They couldn't pretend that nothing had changed. If what the angels proclaimed was true, then everything had changed. Everything had changed. Throughout the season of Advent, we have been looking at the redemption of Scrooge, looking at Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol and lessons learned from Ebenezer Scrooge. And when you get to the end of that story and Ebenezer Scrooge woke from the nocturnal visits of the various spirits that had come to see him, he was not the same man that he had been the night before and the years before. Everything had changed. "I don't know what to do," cried Scrooge, laughing and crying in the same breath. "I am light as a feather. I am happy as an angel. I am merry as a schoolboy. I am giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody. A Happy New Year to all the world. Hello there. Whoop. Hello." Everything had changed for him. For Ebenezer Scrooge, it was the realization of another chance, an opportunity to be reborn. That Christmas morning was a time for him to atone for his past, to live in the present, and to change the future. That Christmas morning was an invitation for him to let go of all the hurts and fears that had kept him bound up in the past, and to receive the hope, the peace, the joy, the love that are the gifts of Christmas. That total transformation of Scrooge is a picture of what can happen really with anybody. If a miserly man like Ebenezer Scrooge can become loving and generous and filled with joy, then no one is beyond God's reach. That is the message of Christmas, that God comes to each one of us personally to redeem us, to transform us, to fill us with hope, peace, joy, love. But let's not fall into that mistaken impression that this transformation is simply a result of the magic of the season. It is not the decorations and the gifts and the big meals and the sweet treats that transform us. It is not the holiday greetings or some vague concept of Christmas cheer that redeem us. The message of Christmas goes far beyond our cultural celebrations and heartwarming traditions. Not that there's anything wrong with any of that stuff. I love every bit of it. I'm sure you all do as well. But those are not the things that change us from sinners into saints, that take us from being the worldly creatures weighed down by sin that we have been, and transform us into the renewed people of God, inspired in every thought, word, and deed by the perfect love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. You see, the message of Christmas is personal. Scrooge gives us a picture of the kind of transformation that is possible, but how that transformation comes, it's not through the visitation of various spirits. It's not through the things that the neighbors say about us or some vague, generic winter celebration. The transformation comes when Christ comes into our hearts. It is the Lord himself, the creator of heaven and earth, the ruler of all things, the almighty Father and God of all creation, who came down to earth, who was born to a virgin, who was laid in a manger. And when we look into that manger, we are seeing God himself, born as one of us. And the word that he brings us is this: I love you so very much, and I am always with you. That is what sets Christmas apart from all the other winter celebrations. That is what sets Christianity apart from all the other faith traditions of the world. Not just that we teach love and generosity and goodwill among all people. Of course we do, and so do all the others. But Christmas is more than that. Christmas is God himself born as one of us. Christianity is God himself coming to us personally. And when that happens, everything changes. We see the face of God in the baby Jesus, and everything changes for us. Because we know once and for all that we are not alone in this world. God is with us. God has come to us. We know once and for all that we are not left to our own devices. The Lord is near. It is his strength that lifts us up. It is his spirit that guides and directs us. We know once and for all that though we are far from perfect, we can be made perfect by God's grace, by the precious gift of his Son. Because, you see, we cannot separate Christmas out from the rest of the story. The birth of Jesus was miraculous, yes. The Christmas story is heartwarming, of course. But let us not forget where it all was leading. Jesus came with a mission. Jesus was born for a purpose, and that purpose was to save us. To save us from our sins, to redeem us from the grip of death. And that would happen not just because of the way he was born, but because the cradle of Jesus leads to the cross of Jesus. We are born into sin, but Jesus was born sinless. We bow to sin over and over in our lives. Jesus lived a sinless life, and this was all God's plan, so that Christ could offer the perfect atonement for us. Jesus is God's gift to us, the gift of perfect love. And through that gift, we receive his righteousness. Through that gift, we receive his life. Through that gift, God himself comes to us wherever we are, so that wherever we may go, we will always be with him. When the angels proclaimed the good news to the shepherds said, "Let us go see for ourselves." The word was proclaimed to them, but that wasn't enough. They had to go see the revelation for themselves. And in the face of that child, they saw their salvation. And when they returned home, they were glorifying and praising God for all they had seen. When they returned home, they were transformed because they had seen for themselves the overwhelming grace of God. God had been born into the world, and because of that, everything had changed. You, too, have had the message proclaimed to you. You, too, have heard the word, but don't stop there. Just like the shepherds did, go and see for yourselves. And when I say go see for yourself, you don't have to even leave your seat to do it. Christ comes to you right where you are. Christ is born within your heart. God has come to you in Jesus Christ. God has given himself for you in Jesus Christ. And because of that gift, everything has changed. Sin has been dealt with. Fear has been vanquished. Death has lost its grip. Open your heart to receive him. Open your eyes to the most amazing, most precious gift ever given. See the face of Almighty God lying in a manger. Come for you, given to you for your salvation, offered for your life. See and know that because of that gift, your sins have been forgiven. See and know that because of that gift, your life has been redeemed. See and know that because of that gift, righteousness and perfect love are yours. See and know that because of that gift, God Himself has come to you so that you can forever be with God. And let all God's people say, Amen. And now, just as the wise men came offering their gifts to the Christ child, we too worship the Christ through the giving of our offerings. And so I invite the ushers to come forward to wait upon us this evening. Thank you. Now, if you would please remain standing, and we will go to our carol medley. We're going to sing the first verse of each of these carols that are listed in your bulletin.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous ring. Gloria in excelsis Dei. Child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping. He was shepherd's watch are keeping. This is Christ the the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel,
silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly host sing Alleluia. Christ the Savior is silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord.
Let's go back to verse 1. Raise our candles as we sing.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in
heavenly. And now you may extinguish your candles and you may be seated. So before we leave this evening, I'd like to extend on behalf of the staff here at Faith Community, Pastor Andy, myself, the choir, a very Merry Christmas to all of you and a Happy New Year. It's been a great year for us here at Faith Community. I've been privileged to be here, and then Pastor Andy coming on in August and taking over, and God has blessed us. But tonight I want to leave you with something. I want to leave you with a Christmas blessing. You know, this is just a great time of the year, as Pastor Andy said. We count ourselves worthy for the blessings that God has given to us. For some of us, maybe this year hasn't been the best year. But what matters is we're here tonight and we're gathered together and we're praising God and we're proclaiming the birth of His Son, Jesus Christ. So this is just one of those moments where I want to leave you with this blessing. I want to leave you with some of the joy of the season and hope that God continues to bring us together. as the years go by.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here to stay, bringing joy that can last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the Lord allows. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Yourself a merry little Christmas now. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the Lord allows. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Let's bow our heads. God, our Father, we come now to a point, Lord, where we're going to leave this church. And God, we take your Spirit with us. And as we do so, Lord, we take the light of Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit gathered here. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the blessings that you give us, for friends, for family, for those who we love. And God, now as we stand and sing the hymn, Joy to the World, we're going to stand, let's sing the first and fourth verse of Joy to the World. If you'd stand with me and praise our God, Joy to the World.